Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a joint statement I deliver on behalf of FIDH, l'Organisation Guinéenne de Défense des Droits de l'Homme, Equidad Pérou, Observatorio Ciudadano, Organisation Marocaine des Droits Humains, Lawyers for Human Rights, South Africa, Franciscus Internationals, the Feminists for a Binding Treaty Coalition, and ESCRNet. We have three suggestions for this article. First, we suggest deleting the words "and mitigate" in both Article 2.1c and 2.1e. Throughout the text, the legally binding instruments continue to carry an important level of confusion when referring to the objective of mitigation, not just prevention. It is paramount to clarify that due diligence obligations seek to prevent and mitigate risks on the one hand and prevent abuses on the other, not to mitigate abuses. Following the UNGPs, the term mitigation of abuses may have a place in Article 6, but it should be in the very specific cases where a company has limited or no leverage on a business relationship that it is linked to, that is linked to abuses. However, Article 2 sets out the general purpose of the instrument, and it is simply would not be acceptable to develop an international human rights instrument whose aim is to limit abuses rather than to prevent and remedy them. To clarify the use of mitigation and prevention throughout the text, we suggest that the drafters seek inspiration in the wording of General Comment 24 of the Committee on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights. We note the proposal made by China in regards to Article 2.1 is unclear. Second, the reference to mechanisms of enforcement and monitoring and enforceability in Article 2.1.c is welcomed to reinforce the usually weak implementation by states of their obligations in the context of business activities. However, this purpose should be operationalized by adding a specific article on monitoring and enforcement with a aim to reaffirm the role of the state as guarantor and enforcement of rights, rather than leaving enforcement almost fully to victims throughout private complaint procedures. We welcome suggestions by South Africa and Panama to add under Section D reference to gender-responsive, age-responsive, and victim-centered access to justice. Third and finally, as stated previously, we recommend that throughout this article, as well as the entire treaty, adding "and violations" after the word "abuses," including in Articles 2.1c, reintroducing the notions of human rights violation in the text is essential with regard to the accountability of states when implementing their obligations under the treaty. This change would be in line with Article 2.1a, which makes clear that the LBI will address both states' obligations in the context of business activities and the responsibilities of business enterprises. Thank you very much.